Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshadarel. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about something really painful, about the gap between our current state and our desired state. Be with us, and we'll try to learn how can we bridge this gap on our way to a better life. Yael, please. Yeah, we all know that place where you're in a state that you're not that content with. You'd like for things to change. You can imagine that gap as something realistic or unrealistic, but the gap between your current and desired state is usually very frustrating. Both because, first of all, it shows you where you really are, and also, many times it's not easy to reach that new state, that desired state, and that generates inner frustration, anger, a feeling that I'm worthless if I can't make this transition, and how could it be that I'm still stuck in the same place that's not that great? We all know the feeling. And on this show, we'd like to talk about that gap, about the feeling of frustration due to the gap between our current and desired state, and how can we make the transition between our current state, that's not that great, and the desired state. Just to point out that on our previous show, we talked about this. We focused mainly on our current state. So if you can summarize maybe, what is the current state? And we'll take it from there. Well, current, everyone understands what that is. Usually in our current state, we discover that we're under different kinds of pressure up to the point of helplessness on different levels. Personal things, family matters, work, country, nation, the world, nature, anything and everything, life and death. I have 1,000 different reasons to see my current state as an unpreferable one. And therefore, because my current state for me is in deficit, then the desired state is born next to it. Otherwise, it would have never been born. And if the desired state's born, it's awoken, then I have to see how can I reach it. Shudder to think that I finish my life in the current state, on the one hand, and on the other hand, I'm ready to do anything in order to change my life, in order to truly reach the desired state. Now, we also talked about the desired state on our previous show, that it's a state of balance, where I'm balanced with all of my outer and inner influences. Whatever influences me from within and from the outside, I'm in balance with it. And we also said that all of nature is drawn to balance. And therefore we see that all of the changes in nature, in the galaxies, in the universe, and in general, it's all in all the desire to reach balance. Even if we go to war and we have different problems, everyone sees the future as a more balanced state. Maybe everyone sees it their own way, but this is what we're drawn to. And nature in general, it has its final form of balance, and this is the form that it's drawn to. Now the question is, yeah, why do we have two states altogether? Why not have the current state as the desired state? Why can't we be content with what we have without big fantasies, big desires? Because nature has a goal that every time leads us to these states that we want to come out of and reach the desired state every time, a bit more, to advance a bit. Any tiny step that a person takes, it's because he has the drive to come out of his current state and to move on to the next state. So it's a kind of trick that mankind uses in order to develop. It's the lack of pleasure in the current state. If I move my hand from the chair to the table, it means that I imagine that I'll have a greater pleasure putting my hand on the table than on the chair. So we constantly aspire for greater pleasure. This is our advancement. Every created being of the still vegetative, animate, and human beings, everyone yearns for greater pleasure. This is called the more convenient state. So, what is the preferable state? It's preferable for me to feel myself in a state where whatever I want, I can have. If I don't want it, it won't exist. And then I'll be able to reach a state where I'm in balance. Being balanced is actually the plan, the goal of our development. Now the question is, how can I achieve balance? And here we have two main approaches. The first one is materialistic, that says that you have to know and understand nature and try and obey its rules, laws, and this way you'll advance with less problems. And in short, you'll know maybe how to bend nature, maybe we can even put it that way, to your benefit. And here we have both religious methods that say that you have to accept things as they are and to try and live according to certain rules, religious rules, and then as a result you'll have some kind of compensation in the future, the next world, and so on. And there is a method called the wisdom of Kabbalah that neither accepts the materialistic method nor the religious one. But it says, simply put, you shall see your world in your lifetime, that the next world means the next state, and not after you die, but after your ego dies. And then you start feeling a balanced reality. A balanced reality is a reality in which you're really in a state of abundance. You have the ability to do anything. You see from one end of the world to the other. You're on a height, on a level, on a degree of understanding, as is the force of nature, this upper force. And this way you truly reach the most preferable state, which becomes your current state. So what we're saying is that the materialistic approach says, let's study the laws of nature and use them in order to make things more convenient. Let's say to suffer less. This is what we're doing today. We're not really doing it because our ego does not allow us to do it. Were we to develop according to science, according to wisdom, we wouldn't build society the way we did it, the way we're doing it now. The problem is, why is this materialism, why is science in crisis and so on? Because science says one thing. Also psychology, they tell us one thing, but we do, to the power of our evil, our ego, do a different thing. We can't follow the right thing. We can't. And therefore, we're not keeping that good, nice, maybe pleasant idea that exists in science or psychology, but we're following our nature, our ego, that's stronger, and it pushes us to do such things. It's like a bad kid that his mom tells him, don't do this, do that, be nice, don't get into fights with other kids. He can't. He says, look, I can't. The bad in me is growing, and it's pushing me, and I get into fights with them, and so on. The same with us. Therefore, we can't say that humanity lives according to the ideas that it gets from life, from the wisdom of life, from physiology, psychology, even economics. We behave differently. Maybe that according to the different charts and summaries and science, we know exactly what we have to do. But we don't do it. We do something else. The evil inclination is pushing us in a completely different direction. In my reason, I understand that I have to build a nice life and have a family and children and everything, but I behave a bit differently. Why? Because it controls us. It's not our mind, but it's my evil heart that controls me. So there are two things that you pointed out as the factors that influence me and the state that I'm in and the changes that I choose or don't choose to make. You just mentioned that I have an evil heart that prevents me from doing what I understand in my reason, in my mind, that I should do. All those positive things that you just mentioned. A few minutes ago, you talked about pleasure. You said that the reason for which a person feels the need to advance toward a more preferable state, the desired state, and this is why we're not content with what we have, is because a person always wants a greater and greater pleasure. So if we take these two things into consideration, how do we work? What we're trying to understand today is the gap between our current state and the desired state. In my mind, suddenly I understand, Oren, if you do this and that, in your family life, at work, wherever, if you'll reach that more advanced state, this is something that I understand in my intellect, and that more advanced state seems as a greater pleasure, then I start yearning for it. On the other hand, I have this other component, my evil heart, that even though that I understand that this is the preferable state, my evil heart is something that stops me from doing the right thing, so to speak. So, if this desired state wouldn't awaken in me, no problem, but it does. So what do I do? So this is exactly the correct definition between the current and the desired state, which is what? The desired state is what you desire, and the current state is what you have that won't allow you to realize the desired state. So why do I have this dual feeling? One pulls me forward and the other leaves me here. Man's inclination is evil from the very start on purpose. What do you mean on purpose? This is how nature made you, that you can't even realize all your good, nice plans. Like we said, that a mom tells her child, don't be a bad boy, don't fight with others, and so on and so on. If someone hits you, you hit them, then you have problems. They call me to school, and the boy says, Mom, I just can't. I can't. I come to school immediately. I look at that boy, I want to fight him. But he'll beat you up. I'll beat him up too. This is really what's going on at home. Why is it this way? What's the purpose? The purpose? Very simple. For us to search for what actions of ours, or by what actions of ours, can we invite, draw from nature a force that will control our evil and will at least balance it and even make a good force out of it. This is something that's up to man. This is something that depends on a kind of education that we call the wisdom of Kabbalah. What is this education? How is it different from those two approaches that you talked about? What tools does it give us in order for us to be able to cope with the state? What's the difference between the kind of education that the wisdom of Kabbalah gives and all the other different kinds of education that exist in humanity? Because the wisdom of Kabbalah uses man in a very special way. It says, you have to just do one thing. You have to relate yourself to the force of nature, to none else besides Him. That this is the only force that exists. This is the solution? Yeah, and it's a relatively simple solution. You have to know that you don't do anything. You're not carrying anything out. Everything that happens comes from above, from nature. That this is how it was all throughout evolution. Were you there from the beginning of creation and up till now? No. So how come you suddenly barge in? Who and what are you? You want to see all these things as something good. Don't interfere with your ego, and you'll see what an infinite, perfect flow there is here, and you'll just enter it and live in it. A life, an eternal life of perfection. Many times, people want a desired state that they can't really realize, meaning they have a kind of fantasy. And in practice, like Owen said, there's a force that doesn't allow you to get there no matter how much you want it, even if you know that it's the right thing for you. You simply can't reach that state that will really give you a feeling of balance, a good feeling. This path, this way that you talked about, that allows me not to do anything. You're not doing anything. There's someone else who does it. You have to relate yourself to the force of nature. How does that help me realize that desired state that I want? Because you relate yourself to the force of nature that does everything anyway. And whatever you feel in life is the gap that you feel between what it does and the way you want for things to be with your evil. And so you see the entire world as a dark place because everywhere your egoistic heart says it should be like this and like that. Compared with that state that the upper force brings into the world as a complete and perfect state. And so you see a corrupt world. Why? In your ego. So does what I want have a meaning? You're depicting a black picture on the background of the white light of the upper force. So meaning also the preferable state that I think that this is the better state, whether it's career or whatever, you don't have to define it at all because you don't know what it is. You just have to relate yourself, associate yourself with upper force as much as you can. And it will lead me eventually, that force of nature, to the preferable state that I don't know what it is. You'll be in it all the time. You don't have to go anywhere. That very moment that all your forces will be directed only in order to relate everything to the upper force. That very moment you will feel that upper force and its actions, and you will feel that you're in a world of utter good and that that force doesn't change, that the world's static, it doesn't develop, because development is a sign of lack. I'm lacking something today and tomorrow is going to be a bit better. There's no such thing in the upper world. It's eternal and perfect, and you're integrated in eternity and perfection. What does it mean to associate myself with the upper force? What is this action? How do you do it? By annulling your ego, because that's the only thing that separates you from the upper force. How do you annul your ego for this? We have a society that if we correctly use the rules of society according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, if we all connect, then we generate such a force that becomes like the upper force, and then by that, we come closer to the upper force. And this way, we reach kind of integration. We really enter it, penetrate it. We're integrated in it. We're immersed in it. We really feel it's like we go into a cloud, and that's it. And everything comes to a stop. I was running. Suddenly I go into this cloud and everything's perfect. If so, what's the correct perception? What's the correct approach according to the wisdom of Kabbalah regarding this very frustrating gap between the current state and the desired state? What's the right way to deal with this? A person wants things at work, in the family, wants peace in the world. He wants. He wants a bigger house, doesn't matter what. What's the right way to relate to the gap between the current and the desired states? It depends on the measure to which a person understands our invitation, what we explain, and for him to come to our framework. Either he remains in the external framework of the external humanity, and there he does different actions in order to feel better in each and every state, or he has to come to us and to know that he doesn't have to change anything in life besides relating himself to the upper force. This I want to understand. You're saying that he doesn't have to change anything in life, but to relate himself to the upper force. What does it mean that you don't have to change anything in life? Were my life perfect, then I'd flow with you. But they're far from being perfect. You wouldn't flow with me because then you wouldn't need me. No, I'd accept what you're saying. Don't change anything, no problem. But it's pretty far from being perfect. I really want to change many things. So you're in a state where you have the current state and it's truly lacking in all fields. And there is the desired state that you're depicting, and I want it. The cloud, the good, the perfection, I want it. I don't know what you're imagining. Like you imagined it right now. I really listened to what you're saying. I want it. What do you mean? To come to terms with my current state. I don't want to. I don't like it. So how do you move? How do you make the transition from the current to the desired state? I don't know. I don't understand how to do it. You said don't interfere with your ego. No. What's standing in your way of reaching the desired state instead of being in the current state? Your ego, your egoistic desire to receive, that you want everything, you want to receive all the time. The ego standing in your way, that's the difference between the current and the desired state. If you annul your ego, and today, right now, just like things are right now, you accept it as the perfect state coming from the upper force. You will feel the upper force as something perfect that you're integrated in. I'm lying? You're not lying to yourself. You're not doing anything. Only the world toward you will take on a new form. Bala Sulam describes it beautifully in the article Concealment and Disclosure of the Face of the Creator. He has this small article. Okay, so let's see if I understand. You're saying that the only thing that's standing in my way of feeling the perfect desired state is my egoistic desire. It depicts on the background of that very cloud this world. You want to erase this world? Just and you'll just have a pink cloud and you're in it. You want it? Erase your ego. What is the ego? It is exactly what the wisdom of Kabbalah deals with. We have 2 minutes left. Give me my first lesson. What is the ego? The ego is the desire to receive pleasure at the expense of others. What do I do about it? You have to annul it. Annul it. And in a world where there's everything that you described, that we have to enter that cloud, what happens there between the current and desired states? Nothing there besides balance, like we said on all of our previous shows, balance between all forces, and a person is in a perfect state called perfection. And how does man see life then? He sees perfection in everything. In everything, he sees the upper force that arranges his life in all of his senses. So according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is the state we're in right now and what do we have to come to? To only neutralize our ego. This is the work, that's it. And only. Previously you said something about us having to neutralize our ego and actually not to demand of the environment anything else. So what should I do? What does it mean to annul my ego? This is what you have to do. To demand it of whom? Of the upper force. How? By being integrated in the environment. By the efforts that I make in order to become integrated in my environment, by these efforts, I influence the upper force for him to take care of me, to annul my ego, and so that I can belong to him, to the upper force, the light. Is the desired state the same state for everyone? Of course, it's the same state in which everyone who feels this world the way we do right now, for all of us to reach a state where we all meet in that cloud. The sooner, the better. Amen. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.